G-Love and Special Sauce are set up on stage of World Cafe Live. Their new album, Lemonade, like their last one, is out on Jack Johnson's Brushfire Records. G-Love and Special Sauce got their start in Boston, and their first album with the songs Cold Beverage and Blues Music was a bit of a hit. Along the way, they had surfer Jack Johnson on board their album to record Jack's song Rodeo Clowns. And now, Jack Johnson is a megastar, and G-Love is touring and surfing with Johnson and Donovan Frankenreiter, another surfer-turned-singer. We begin our session with this performance of the song Waiting.
So crazy to be carrying on this way. I mean to say I never loved someone like you. I'm trying hard to make you stay. Don't leave me, even if you think I'm busted. Pretty mama, won't you hang around? Even though I know you're gone insane, I don't want to live without you, babe. I'm just waiting for you to come around. Waiting for you to come around. Gonna work it out. Tired of hanging out, standing on the corner for the hammer down. Hanging for seconds in the soup kitchen, I'm too tired. Waiting for you to come around. Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to come around. Waiting for you to come around. I'm just waiting for you to come around. My misery, baby, I wanna tell you, never been too good at talking anyhow. But I long must a good brother wait for a girl to become the woman that she wanna be. And I'm waiting 5 long years, but if mama tell her when you gon' wait for me.
G-Love getting our session underway today on the World Cafe. She's got a new album called Lemonade, and this time around, it's once again out on Brushfire, his good friend Jack Johnson's record label. Gee, what's it like to have Jack as your boss, you know? I mean, does that work?
I'm the boss, man.
Yeah.
No, it's cool, man. It's great to, you know, it's kind of, it's really not like that at all. It's just, it's good to work creatively and business-wise with people that you trust, both creatively and business-wise. So it's been a really, really great relationship over the years, and we've gotten to help each other musically and business-wise as well. So it's been a really cool situation.
I love hearing this band live, and you've been playing. I've been looking at your gig list, where you guys have been. You've been playing casinos. You've been playing pool parties. You've been playing a bunch of outdoor shows. It's been a good summer.
Yeah, it's been cool, man. We're tripping out because, you know, the music business has just been changing so much, and then it kind of, the touring business has been changing because this summer we've just been finding ourselves like every couple of days we're like, yeah, we're at a casino again, you know. But it's cool, you know. I think we're managing to pull off playing at casinos without being a lounge act.
Yeah, indeed. Although you could do some cool songs as a lounge act, you know, if you work that out.
Definitely.
Now, gee, I got to talk about this song called "Can't Go Back to Jersey." This song has got to have special resonance here in Pennsylvania, and of course in New York, probably too. But it's probably good anywhere, right? People get this song everywhere, right?
Yeah, we usually say that when we're playing it around the country, we say a place close to where we come from is called New Jersey. We just don't recommend you go there unless it's on vacation. No, but we give shouts out to everybody from Jersey, especially the people in my band and crew.
Absolutely. You got to do that. And it's also got the world's greatest rhyme for Bacitracin, so you got to do this.
Yeah, that kind of started off the whole song, that rhyme for Bacitracin. So.
So this is "Can't Go Back to Jersey."
Thank you. You know I'm squirming, trying to get back in good graces. I keep laying on thicker, tripping on my shoelaces. I really love you, I rub-a-dub ya. I feel the trouble bubbles on the double. Oh man, I'm in trouble by your flower. Cook you dinner, I hope my friends will see you running me around like Bruce Jenner. That would not be cool, that might ruin my rap. And my main objective is to keep the bed where I slept last night. And the night before last, gotta stop his prime man. Prepare the situation, I really should've had my phone unlocked. Because you just threw my things out the window on the block. I can't go back to Jersey,
ain't going back.
I can't go back to Jersey,
ain't going back.
I can't go back to Jersey,
ain't going
Emma.
Back.
What you got it to me like that? Yo, I can't go back to Jersey,
ain't going back.
I can't go back to Jersey,
ain't going back.
I can't go back to Jersey,
ain't going back.
What you got it to me like that, like that? And you don't stop. It sure is nice being from Philly town, and I hope things go alright for me. Cause if not, I'll be over the bridge, yo. Try putting that in the train. What you got it to me like that?
Ain't Going Back to Jersey, another one from Lemonade, which is the new one from G Love, who's playing live for today. I guess we should give it up for Mark Royce on the. We'll pretend it's the B3 organ, ladies and gentlemen.
It usually is, man.
Yeah. Indeed. So, G, have you always played harp in Iraq?
Yeah, actually, kind of have. You know, it's cool. Remember this guy, Waco Smith? So Waco Smith was this old Philadelphia institution, pretty much. He was a cowboy living on South Street, and he was my guitar teacher growing up. I mean, anybody used to kick it around there back in the 80s probably can remember this guy. He wore a red flannel shirt and cut off, like blue jeans cut off at the very bottom, and cowboy boots and brown work gloves, no matter if it was like 10 below or 110. Always wearing the same thing. And I learned to play harmonica from his harmonica player. I was already playing on guitar, so I just immediately took it to like the Bob Dylan style.
Right.
And then I discovered John Hammond and took it to a whole other level with that.
Now, is this true that you're going to be working on John Hammond's new record?
Yeah, actually just finished producing John Hammond's, I think it's his 31st record.
Wow.
And it was a real dream come true to me since, you know, seeing John Hammond perform, got like all over Philadelphia when I was a kid, and
I saw him at Grendel's Lair.
No, I never did see him there, but I don't know, man. I saw him. I can't remember where I saw him, but yeah, I got the wonderful chance to work with John and produce him, and he actually cut five of his own originals. He cut two of my songs and a Tom Waits tune, so it should be a really cool record.
That's great. Well, we'll definitely look forward to that. Now, are you selling lemonade at the shows? Are you making lemonade? What's going on?
Nah, man. I don't know. I've always been like drinking lemonade, and I used to practice on my porch and have a pitcher of lemonade. And I said, if I ever get a record deal, I'm going to get lemonade tattooed on my arm. So actually kind of one of the days that after we finished recording the first record, Jeff went out on his own and I went out on my own, and we each went over to South Street and got tattoos, and I got lemonade, and he got the Star of David on his groin.
We were supposed to go together to get the tattoos, but it was an ice storm that day. And then I came back and I said, hey, man, I did it. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, I did too. So.
Well, you should sell the tattoos at the shows.
Actually, that's a good idea, man.
Yeah, definitely. Lemonade.
David Dye, marketing strategist.
Yeah, exactly.
For G-Lovin' special songs.
Yeah. Just whatever I do, don't do it. Anyway, what's next?
All right, we're going to do this song called Holler.
So
me get it. I can't believe that she let me hit it. Fix it later on, you can never will forget a bit. If I had some money, yo, I lay it on ya. You keep me lucky like the ruler we're spinning. You keep me guessing like it's just the beginning. Beginning, 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 beginning. Yeah. And I know now, girl, that I love ya. And I'll tell you, babe, if I could. But I'm leaving in the moon for a year long tour. And I won't be back in your neighborhood. So, la 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 la. Roll, la 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 la. La 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 la. Won't you holler sometime? Holler! I be broke. I rehearsed so bad in the past by heart. When I find myself getting too close in the situation, I don't want no static aggravation. Want sweet loving, sweet salvation. Take me, baby, up the higher elevation. But I sure don't wanna get hurt. Left alone to lurk, rub in the dirt, treat her like a jerk. Jerk, 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 jerk. Treat her like a jerk. And I know now, girl, that I love you. And I tell you, babe, if I could. But I'm leaving in the morning for a year-long tour. And I won't be back in your neighborhood. So, la 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 la. Whoa, la 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 la. La 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 la. Won't you holler sometime? Holler! Holler, holler, holler. Life goes on, long after days of living all gone. Holla, 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 life rolls on, long after days of living all gone. Gone, 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 gone. So gone, so
G-Love on the Cafe today, another one from Lemonade, that is Holla. I got another word on my question sheet here. It's surfing. And I've read quotes from you, G, where you say, I've been surfing all my life. And I don't want to do another, this isn't diss New Jersey Day, but the Jersey Shore surf, I don't know. Not huge swells, shall we say.
No, not huge, but definitely it's rideable. I'm actually going down today after we finish playing. I gotta tell you, Dave. You want to come down?
No. I'd be too embarrassing. But you've also been getting around. You've been surfing all over the place. I understand.
Yeah. Well, actually, since kind of hooking up with Jack's whole crew, you know, I've gotten to meet and surf with the best pro surfers in the world, like everybody from Kelly Slater and Andy Irons and Bruce Irons and the Hobgoods and Tom Curran and just everybody. And it's been amazing because, you know, I grew up spending summers down in Jersey Shore, and my parents live down there now. So I spend a lot of time down there, and just to meet these these people that are such incredible musicians, I mean, incredible athletes, is like, you know, I mean, Kelly Slater is like the Michael Jordan of surfing. No one really knows who he is, though, but talk about a guy who's gifted, you know, so it's brought my surfing up a whole nother level.
Well, he made an album before Jack made an album.
That's right, yeah.
Back, so.
It'd have been, did you guys play that? The Surfers?
Bit,
did you?
Bit. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool, man.
Absolutely. And we were talking with Donovan Frankenreiter was here, and he said he went out with you at least once or twice or something like that.
Yeah, it's cool. All these professional athletes now, they're trying to be professional musicians. Yeah. So. They're doing a good job, man. I think it's easier for a professional athlete to become a professional musician than it is for a professional musician to become a professional athlete.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Or to change sports, speaking of Michael Jordan. Well, we got to mention another beverage here. Not lemonade, but Coca-Cola. Everybody seen the Coke ad in question? Jeez.
Come on, man. That was last year, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, I haven't talked to you a long time. But did that turn out to be a good thing for you?
You want me to buy you a sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was a great thing for us and for Philly too, because you know they shot it at 11th and Catherine, and
yeah,
we got to actually have a lot of Philly heads up in the video and up in the commercial, and a lot of people got a nice little chunk of change off it because it was a commercial.
Absolutely.
And but it was cool. You know, we treated it like we would treat making a record, and you know we had a lot of fun performing it in the studio. And. And it was, all in all, it was a great experience, and kind of, you know, the best thing about it was that my parents' friends finally realized that I actually did have a job.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Garrett,
definitely
we
fits.
Saw your commercial.
It's a different demographic for sure. What do you guys want to finish up with? You haven't done that Hot Cooking yet. Can you do that?
Yeah, we're going to do, this is a single from our new record, and I want to say thanks to XBN for having us and for always having us and for being part of the musical community of Philadelphia, you know.
Cool.
so short what I'm talking about. I put my foot into my mouth, but I don't know what I'm saying. But now is not the time for words. Forget all those things you heard. It's time for you to melt into the fire. There's some hot cooking that's going on tonight, and the temperature is rising just right. Fire burning bright. You think I might? Ooh, I think I might. Oh, you know I think I might. Ooh, think I might. No, no,
give it up, Jeffrey Clemons on the drums, Jimmy Prescott on the bass, Mark Royce on the keys, and G himself, G Love. Live on the World Cafe. Thanks, G.
Thanks a lot, Dave.